fire which is emanating from the mouth of Ananta Shesha at the time of the partial dissolution reached Mahaloka.
Ta vrućina dolazila od vatre koja je buktala iz ustiju Ananta Sheshe prilikom djelomičnog uništenja svemira.
And it became very hot.
Tako postalo vrlo vruće.
It's not that the fire was seen or felt.
Tu vatru nisu mogli vidjeti.
It was almost as if you were in a pot and from underneath the pot the fire came and it therefore became hot in the pot.
To je nalikovalo tome da se na primjer nalazite u nekom loncu kojeg od ispod grije vatra i onda taj se lonac također zagrijava.
And Gop Kumar felt very hot and but he saw how all the residents of the Mahaloka they said we going, it's too hot.
Gop Kumar je to također osjetio i osim toga vidio je kako stanovnici Maharloka jednostavno odlaze govoreći postalo je previše vruće.
We go to Janaloka.
I sad odlazimo na Janaloku.
And when it becomes more cool, you know, when Brahma creates again, we go back to Mahaloka.
A kada se ponovo se smi ohladi, kada Brahma ponovo počne stvarati, vratit ćemo se na Mahaloku.
They were almost like the people of Zagreb when it gets hot in Zagreb, they go to Opatija and Rijeka and Pula.
Oni nalikuju Zagrepčanima koji kada zatopli dolaze u Pulu, Opatiju ili Rijeku.
And then when the summer is over, they go back to Zagreb.
A kada ljeto dođe kraju, ponovo se vraća u Zagreb.
I will not tell you what happened in Janaloka.
Neću vam pričati što se dogodilo na Janaloki.
It's the place where great saints live and study.
To je mjesto na kojem žive veliki sveti žive i proučavaju vede.
But I will tell you what that one day Gop Kumar who was staying in Janaloka saw a little boy.
Međutim, reći ću vam da je Gop Kumar jednog dana na Janaloki vidio malog dječaka.
I don't see such a little boy. He was a very beautiful boy.
Ovdje ne vidim takvo dijete. Međutim, taj dječak je bio prekrasan.
Maybe like Nishingananda? Oh, no, he is not so beautiful. He was 8 years old?
8-9 years? 8 ili 9 godina.
And he was naked.
I bio je nag.
And what was strange is that this boy, although he was so young, looked like the greatest of saints.
A ono što je bilo začuđujuće jest to da iako je taj dječak bio tako malen, ipak je izgledao kao veliki svetac.
When Gop Kumar asked who this boy was, they said, "You don't know, this is the firstborn son of Lord Brahma. He is Sanatan Kumar, who is a Naishtiki Brahmachari, a Brahmachari who never marries in his whole life."
A kad je pitao tko je ta osoba, bilo mu je rečeno, zar ne znaš ko je to? To je Brahmin prvorođeni sin. To je Sanatan Kumara, koji je Naishtika Brahmachari, koji se nikad u životu ne ženi.
He comes from the planet called Tapaloka.
On dolazi sa planete koja se zove Tapaloka.
Where everyone just meditates and in the meditation sees the Lord.
Na toj planeti svi meditiraju i u svojoj meditaciji vide gospodina.
Oh, said Gop Kumar, I must go.
Rekao Gop Kumar, moram ići tamo.
And he chanted his mantra and went to Tapaloka.
Tako je izgovorio svoju mantru i došao do Tapaloke.
But he felt very, very lonely there.
Međutim, tamo se osjećao vrlo, vrlo usamljen.
Lonely, lonely, he felt.
Osjećao se jako, jako usamljen.
Because although there were saints,
jer iako je tamo bilo se puno svetaca,
they didn't seem to notice him.
Oni ga naoko nisu primjećivali.
They were all closing their eyes in deep meditation.
Svi su držali zatvorene oči u dubokoj meditaciji.
And they didn't see anything.
I ništa nisu vidjeli.
Not even Gop Kumar.
Čak ni Gop Kumara.
I have come here, but no, there's no communication. I do not understand what they do.
Gop Kumar rekao, došao sam ovdje, ali nema nikakve komunikacije, uopće ne shvaćam što to oni rade.
I want to go to Vrindavan.
Želim otići u Vrindavan.
I remember once when we children did not like our teachers, I influenced all the children that when the teacher would come in the classroom, we would just all sit there and close our eyes and not say anything.
Sjećam se da kad nam se neki učitelj ne bi svidio, onda sam nagovorio svu djecu u razredu da kad bi taj učitelj ušao u razred, da svi sjedimo i jednostavno držimo zatvorene oči i ništa ne radimo.
This teacher became very, very, very frustrated.
I tako smo vrlo, vrlo, vrlo isfrustrirali tog učitelja.
He couldn't finish his school class, which is exactly what we planned.
Nije mogao privesti svoje predavanje kraju, što je bilo upravo ono što smo željeli.
He taught German, which was always so boring.
Poučavao je njemački jezik koji uvijek bio tako dosadan.
So now you know my rascal nature a little bit better.
Sada malo bolje poznajete moju nitkovsku prirodu.
We did so many things like this in the school. And so anyways, Gop Kumar could not feel happy.
I u svakom slučaju Gop Kumar nije mogao biti sretan.
And as a result,
i kao rezultat toga,
he wanted to go.
Želio je otići.
But just as he was leaving,
no, baš na odlasku,
one saint opened his, the saint Pipalayana opened his eyes and said, wait.
Međutim, baš na odlasku, svetac Pipalayana otvorio je oči i rekao mu, čekaj.
I will tell you something which you don't know.
Reći ću ti nešto što još ne znaš.
And we will stop our class here.
Ovdje ćemo završiti svoje ovo predavanje.
I can guarantee you, if you, I will tell you the instructions of Pipalayana.
Jamčim vam da ću vam sutra reći koje su bile Pipalayanine upute.
And they are so strong.
One su tako snažne, tako dojmljive.
That there is a great danger.
Da postoji velika opasnost.
That you will give up chanting Hare Krishna and start to meditate.
Da ćete prestati pjevati Hare Krishna i početi meditirati.
But we will risk this danger tomorrow.
Međutim, sutra ćemo ipak prihvatiti takav rizik.
We will hear Pipalayana instructing Gop Kumar that meditation about Krishna is the highest process.
Čut ćemo kako je svetac Pipalayana uputio Gop Kumara na to da je meditacija na Krishnu najbolja.
And his arguments are so convincing.
Njegovi su argumenti tako uvjerljivi.
That when I read it, I just started to meditate.
Da kad sam ih pročitao, jednostavno sam počeo meditirati.
I continued chanting 16 rounds, but I started to meditate. It's so good what he says. And
iako,
so true.
Iako sam nastavio mantrati svojih 16 krugova, počeo sam meditirati jer je to što je rekao bilo tako dojmljivo i istinito.
Yeah, I want to make another announcement.
Želim vam dati još jednu obavijest.
I do not really know if tomorrow the when is the initiation? Do we know already?
Saturday, možda kad se inicijacije? Thursday.
Day after tomorrow. The day after. So tomorrow is we will have the seminar at 10 o'clock.
Dakle, sutra ćemo imati ovaj seminar u 10 sati.
But we will start in a totally different way.
Ali počet ćemo na potpuno drugačiji način.
See, when you want to go back home, back to Godhead.
Kada se želite vratiti kući natrag Bogu.
It's nice to hear this story.
Lijepo je saslušati ovu priču.
It's inspiring.
Ona pruža nadahnuće.
And hopefully we will hear many lessons.
I nadamo se da ćemo čuti jako puno pouka.
But anyone who wants to go back home, back to Godhead, will have to make his own private inner journey.
Međutim, svaka osoba koja se želi vratiti kući natrag Bogu mora poći na vlastito unutarnje putovanje.
And therefore tomorrow we will start parallel to the story of Gop Kumar. We will discuss the inner journey which each individual will have to take.
I stoga ćemo sutra usporedno sa pričom o Gop Kumaru govoriti o tom unutarnjem putu kojeg svaki bhakta mora proći.
I personally feel that it is good to take for this part notes.
Osobno smatram da je za ovaj dio jako dobro voditi bilješke.
Because there will be many tips and advices which are relevant for our own Krishna conscious development.
Jer ću davati mnoge smjernice i savjete koje mogu pomoći osobama u vlastitom duhovnom razvoju.
There are some devotees who have the Gopal Gayatri mantra.
Neki bhakti ovdje imaju Gopal Gayatri mantru.
But most probably they will come again for tomorrow's seminar because they will not go up to the higher planets and up to Tapaloka.
Međutim, vjerojatno će sutra biti prisutni ovdje na seminaru jer neće otići na više planetarne sustave, na Maharloku ili Tapaloku.
But although they may not make this external journey through the universe.
Međutim, iako možda neće krenuti na ovaj izvensko putovanje kroz svemir,
they are making the internal journey.
Oni se nalaze na unutarnjem putu.
You will see where you are on these stations of the journey.
I moći ćete vidjeti na kojoj se postaji tog puta vi nalazite.
You can check out what are the next steps for you to take in your life.
Možete provjeriti koji su sljedeći koraci koje vi trebate poduzeti u svom životu.
So that your inner journey brings you back home, back to Godhead.
Tako da vas vaše unutarnje putovanje dovede kući natrag Bogu.
Hare Krishna, I want to thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, želim vam puno zahvaliti.
You were a wonderful audience.
Bili ste prekrasna publika. Kome se do sad svidilo predavanje?
I did not know you were here. You came like the saint from Mahaloka who came.
Sveta koji se spustio sa Maharloke.
I feel now. No, you have lots of things to do. I feel also very nervous when Jai Pataka Maharaj is here. Oh, you're supposed to talk next. Good. So we have finished our class now, and I just wanted to summarize one very important point.
Dakle, za danas smo završili s ovim predavanjem, međutim želio bih samo napraviti sažetak jedne vrlo bitne poante.
As we hear about Gop Kumar's journey, we should pick out the points which are relevant for our spiritual life.
Dok slušamo ovu priču o Gop Kumaru, trebamo pokupiti one poante koje su bitne za naš vlastiti duhovni život.
Listen to it with the intention to also go back home, back to Godhead.
Saslušajte ovu priču sa namjerom da se i sami vratite kući natrag Bogu.
I thank you very much.
Puno vam hvala.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Gonitai ki jai. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. So I would... Maharaj is asking what if one likes to stay at one of these places.
Maharaj je postavio pitanje što ako osoba želi stati na nekom od ovih postavih dijelova svemira.
I think if you hear the story to the end.
Mislim da ako slušate priču do kraja,
you will not you will only want to go back home, back to Godhead.
Želje ćete se vratiti samo kući natrag Bogu.
It's interesting that Gop Kumar on his journey goes back to Vrindavan at one stage.
Vrlo je zanimljivo što se Gop Kumar u jednom trenutku svog putovanja vraća natrag u Vrindavan.
And from Vrindavan he will leave this material universe.
A iz Vrindavana će napustiti ovaj materijalni svemir.
Go through the layers of the universe.
Preći sve omotače svemira.
And he will again see all the stations which he went through.
I ponovo vidjeti sve postaje kroz koje je prošao.
And at that time he becomes ashamed.
I u tom će se trenutku zasramiti.
Oh, one day in the past I was so foolish to be attracted to these places.
nekad u prošlosti bio sam tako budalast da su me ova mjesta privlačila.
And I did not know that Goloka Vrindavan is my real goal.
I nisam znao da je moj pravi cilj Goloka Vrindavana.
So we will also hopefully you know, when we hear the description, have that realization.
Kada saslušamo ovaj opis, možemo se nadati da ćemo i mi imati takvu realizaciju.
Hare Krishna. I'm a little bit over time, I suppose. So what we should do now is we should make a little pause so that you can get up and get the circulations going. Or a little kirtan is even better. An active kirtan pause we will have. Please all stay for Japataka Maharaja's presentation.
Molim vas, ostanite svi na prezentaciji Japataka Maharaja.
Hare Krishna. Before we start, I would like to ask you, what is more favorable for your own listening?
Prije nego što započnemo, želio bih vas upitati što vam je lagodnije za slušanje.
Should we have a simultaneous translation or a sentence or piece by piece translation?
Želite li prijevod da bude simultan ili da se prevodi dio po dio?
Yesterday we tried both. Yes. So, who is for Delo pa Delo?
Tko je za dio po dio?
I must tell you, Delo pa Delo has one advantage. Because you hear everything two times, there is a greater chance that it sticks in the memory.
Moram vam reći za jednu prednost prevođenja dio po dio, a to je da se čujete dva puta pa imate više šanse da stvari zapamtite.
Make a little, no, we have make her a little louder, please. This is one advantage that you hear, that you absorb it better.
Dakle, jedna od prednosti je da sve možete bolje apsorbirati u pamćenju.
And because it is in your mother tongue, when you hear it, there is an advantage.
I velika je prednost kada nešto slušate na materinjem jeziku.
But of course, simultaneous translation, we can get more covered in the 2 hours.
Međutim, ako je prijevod simultan, u roku od 2 sata možemo pokriti puno više toga.
So, sometimes I feel when I asked, do you like Delo pa Delo, as a part by part more, then devotees think, well, I know English, but this is not the question. The question is, how can you absorb the knowledge better?
Kada postavljam ovo pitanje, želite li prijevod dio po dio, znam da jako puno bhakta razmišlja, pa ja znam engleski. Međutim, to nije moje pitanje, zato što ako se prevodi dio po dio, puno ćete bolje moći sve to apsorbirati što ste čuli.
So, but I do not want to influence the decision. Who wants to have a simultaneous translation?
Međutim, ne želim utjecati na vašu odluku. Tko od vas želi simultani prijevod?
And who wants part by part again?
A ko želi dio po dio?
That's much more.
Vidim da vas je sada puno više.
Are you laughing because you feel I have influenced you?
Smijete se zato što mislite da sam utjecao na vašu odluku, zar ne?
Hare Krishna. Anyways, you whatever, you have made your decision.
U svakom slučaju, odluka je donešena.
We have to make the translation a little louder because we want to hear it really. And that's maximum. Ja. Wie viele Deutschsprachige sind hier? Die? Die nur Deutsch können. Wer kann nur Deutsch? No? They have not come. Also, wer spricht nur Deutsch? Ich sehe keinen von euch. Also, gut.
No? They should know, because I'm speaking German. They should know. Yeah.
Gut.
They are not here. They will... When they come, they will... They will.
So, Hare Krishna, now we must really be concentrated. Yesterday, we started to speak a little bit about the spiritual journey of Gop Kumar.
Jučer smo započeli ponešto govoriti o duhovnom putu Gop Kumara.
Let us summarize his journey by pointing you towards this system. You can see here the different planetary systems which Gop Kumar passed on his journey back home, back to Godhead.
Pokušat ćemo napraviti kratak sažetak onog o čemu smo jučer govorili, time što možete na ovoj ploči vidjeti razne planetarne sustave koje je Gop Kumar prošao na svom putu natrag Bogu.
The day after tomorrow we will discuss a little Vedic cosmology, but for today we just will be satisfied to know that there are different planetary systems which are passed by the soul as it goes back home, back to Godhead.
Preko sutra ćemo razgovarati ponešto o vedskoj kozmologiji, međutim za sada je dovoljno da znate da postoje razni planetarni sustavi koje duhovna duša prolazi vraćajući se kući nazad Bogu.
This is what is called the external journey. Now I would like to discuss with you a little bit the internal journey, korak by korak.
Ovo je izvansko putovanje, međutim sada želim s vama raspravljati o unutarnjem putovanju korak po korak.
In your heart there is a ladder.
U vašem srcu postoje ljestve.
And you must use this ladder to come to your spiritual success.
I morate iskoristiti kako biste polučili duhovni uspjeh.
The first step in the first field. No. Yes. In which a devotee who wants to make advancement in his inner spiritual life is Shraddha.
Prva prečka na koju osoba mora stati u svom duhovnom životu naziva se Shraddha.
Or faith.
Ili vjera.
This faith is born in the association of devotees and their strong preaching.
Ta se vjera rađa u društvu bhakta zahvaljujući njihovom snažnom propovjedanju.
We become convinced by this preaching.
To nas propovjedanje dovodi do uvjerenja.
This is one way how we gain faith.
To je jedan način na koji možemo steći vjeru.
The second way is quite mystical.
Drugi način prilično je mističan.
This second type of faith is born by activities which we perform, which are spiritual, but which we do not really perform in full knowledge.
Ta drugi način na koji razvijamo vjeru jest baveći se nekim duhovnim djelatnostima iako ne moramo imati potpuno znanje o tome što radimo.
We perform them unintentionally.
Radimo ih nenamjerice.
Like the Nemečka turistas here.
Kao na primjer ovi američki turisti.
They did not make the plan to have a spiritually uplifting summer holy camp, summer camp, but they somehow landed in the association of devotees and they listened to the kirtans.
Oni nisu pravili planove da imaju neki ljetni duhovni kamp, međutim na neki način našli su se u društvu bhakta i sada slušaju kirtane.
Without their plan, they make spiritual advancement.
Oni duhovno napreduju bez da su to prethodno planirali.
Let us wish the German tourists on the Pula summer camp a lot of Agyata Sukriti while they stay here.
Tim njemačkim turistima na Jadranskoj obali da steknu puno Agyata Sukriti dok se ovdje nalaze.
When they will come now back to Germany,
kada se potom vrate u Njemačku,
and they meet a Sankirtan devotee,
i sretnu Sankirtan baktu,
they will continue where they left off on the summer camp.
Nastavit će od onog mjesta na kojem su stali tijekom ovog ljetnog kampa.
If you have not shocked them totally and have acted in proper gentleman and lady ways, they will have some impression, some good spiritual impression, and when they meet the Sankirtan devotees, they will say, I'm very interested in this book. I met such people in Pula. Let me buy this.
Ako ih niste u potpunosti šokirali, ako ste se ponašali kao pravi gospodin ili dama, oni će imati utisak toga te kada sretnu nekog Sankirtan baktu u Njemačkoj, reći će da, znam za to i zanima me jer sam sreo neke bakte već na pulskom ljetnom kampu, želim kupiti tu knjigu.
In two ways you gain shraddha.
Na vjeru možete steći na dva načina.
By hearing,
slušajući
the convincing statements from devotees and shastras,
slušajući uvjerljive izjave koji daju bakte i šastre,
or by seeing the devotees,
ili time što vidite bakte,
and the second way is in an unknown way,
a drugi način je nehotice,
in an unintentional way,
nenamjerno.
Now in the beginning the shraddha is described to be komol. Komol means very soft.
Opisano je da je shraddha komol, što znači da je vrlo mekana.
But on the fourth step, it is it has to become firm.
Međutim, na ovoj četvrtoj stepenici ta vjera mora postati snažna. Zapravo govorimo o petoj stepenici.
This is called nishta, a very firm faith.
Ta se stepenica naziva ništa ili vrlo čvrsta vjera.
When you have this firm faith, you are convinced that all your necessities in life can be taken care of just by following the path of Krishna consciousness.
Kada steknete ovu čvrstu vjeru u svom životu, znate da će se samo time što slijedite predano služenje da će se za sve vaše potrebe pobrinuti.
I would like to ask you, what kind of necessity does the human being have?
Želio bih vas upitati koje su potrebe koje po vašem mišljenju ljudsko biće ima.
What needs we have?
Kakve su to potrebe?
To have shelter?
Imati utočište?
Eating, sleeping, mating and defending?
Jedanje, spavanje, branjenje i razmnožavanje.
Some social needs. What is this?
To su potom društvene potrebe.
Association.
Kao što je druženje.
Culture maybe, you know. Mm-hmm.
Kultura.
Spiritual needs.
To su zatim duhovne potrebe.
What? Ljubav, yes.
Zatim ljubav.
Yes. I think you know now, we have many needs, and a devotee who has firm faith will understand nasi dragi gospodin will take care of them.
Kao što ste mogli vidjeti, živo bić ima jako puno potreba, no osoba koja ima čvrstu vjeru zna, naš dragi gospodin pobrinut će se za sve.
It's quite a high stage of faith.
I to je vrlo napredan nivo vjere.
Now to come to this high state of Krishna consciousness, you need to make a few steps.
Kako bismo došli do ove visoke razine svjesnosti Krišne, potrebno je da pređemo određeni broj stepenica.
The second is sadhu sangha.
Sljedeća se naziva sadhu sangha.
Or association with devotees.
Ili druženje sa baktama.
Let me describe to you the spiritual infection which takes place in association with devotees.
Opisat ću vam duhovnu zarazu koju možete dobiti družići se s baktama.
The shakti or spiritual shakti which is in the heart of a devotee comes into your heart by sadhu sangha.
Pomoću sadhu sange ta duhovna energija, duhovna shakti ili energija koju bhakta ima prelazi iz njegovog srca u vaše.
I remember there was once a saint called Bharata who recited every day the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
Sjećam se jednog sveca po imenu Bharata koji je svakog dana izgovarao, recitirao drugo poglavlje Bhagavad Gita.
One day as he was walking he rested on a tree, and not on a tree, you know, he put his head. As he was walking he rested on a tree, and not on a tree, you know, he put his head against the roots of the tree for the cushion, and his feet on the root of the second tree. And then he's Bhavati.
Jednog dana on se želi odmoriti, te je položio glavu na korijenje jednog stabla, a noge na korijenje drugog stabla i zaspao je.
A little, 1 year, no, let me say, 10 years later, the saint came into the town of Varanasi.
10 godina kasnije taj svjetac došao u grad Varanasi.
And there he saw two Brahmin girls who were twins who ran towards him and embraced him. Thank you, thank you, you saved us.
Tamo je sreo dvije brahmanske djevojčice koje su bile blizanke. One su mu potrčile za grlo i ga rekle: hvala ti, hvala ti, ti si nas spasio.
The saint said, I don't know you, how did I save you, can you please explain?
Svetac je rekao: ja vas ne poznam, na koji sam vas način spasio, molim vas objasnite mi to.
Yes, they said, you must know that 2 births ago we were dancers on the heavenly planets.
Da, moraš znati da smo prije 2 rođenja bile plesačice na rajskim planetama.
And when one day we came to planet Earth and saw a yogi engaged in meditation and austerities.
I jednog smo dana sišli na zemlju gdje smo vidjela jogija koji je prakticirao jogu i meditaciju.
And because we were girls we wanted to see if he is really renounced, so we took off our clothes and danced.
I s obzirom da smo bile djevojke, željeli smo vidjeti je li on doista tako odvojen. Svukle smo se i počele plesati pred njim.
The saint became very angry.
Svetac se vrlo ražestio.
How could we ever thought that with our mortal bodies we could bring this sage into a temptation?
Kako smo uopće mogli pomisliti da smo ovim svojim smrtnim tijelima tog sveca mogli dovesti u stanje požude?
He looked at us and said, become trees.
Pogledao nas i rekao: postanite stabla.
You are so lusty.
Tako ste požudne.
And then we became trees, but when you lay on us we came in contact with the shakti in your heart.
Tako smo postale drveće, no kada si legao na nas, došli smo u dodir sa šakti koja se nalazi u tvojem srcu.
And as a result, we also became devotees.
I kao rezultat toga, i same smo postale bhakte.
Nasi dragi bhaktes, my dear devotees, please do not underestimate the potency of good devotee association.
Dragi moji bhakte, ne podcjenjujte vrijednost pravilnog dobrog druženja sa baktama.
But just as the devotee association can lift us up, it can totally destroy our devotional life
if the devotee association is bad.
No, kao što druženje sa baktama može uzdignuti naš duhovni život, isto tako može ga srušiti ukoliko to druženje nije pravilno.
In the fifth canto it is described that when devotees talk politics, their association must be avoided.
U petom pjevanju Šrimad Bhagavatama je opisano da se društvo bhakta treba izbjegavati ukoliko oni govore o politici.
The third step is called bhajana kriya, or the execution of devotional activities.
Treća se stepenica naziva bhajana kriya ili rađenje, odnosno devotsko djelovanje.
By activities in devotional service you become liberated from five kinds of blocks in your spiritual life.
Djelovanjem u predanom služenju rješavamo se pet zapreka koje se podstavljaju na put našeg predanog služenja.
Do you sometimes feel in your spiritual life a little spurgeon?
Osjećate li se kad pomalo sprženi u svom duhovnom životu?
A little dry.
Ponešto suhi.
No faith.
Da nemate vjere.
Had a great tendency for anger and laziness.
I veliku sklonost ka srdžbi i lijenosti.
When you feel like this, the material energy has covered your heart.
Kada se tako osjećate, materijalna vam je energija prekrila srce.
But if you engage in bhajana kriya, spiritual activities, results of material covering go away.
No kada se angažirate u bhajana kriji, rezultati takve materijalne prekrivenosti nestaju.
By devotional service, five types of material coverings leave us.
Zahvaljujući predanom služenju napuštaju nas pet oblika materijalne prekrivenosti.
It is called ignorance.
Oni se nazivaju neznanje.
False ego.
Lažno ja.
Attachment.
Vezanost.
A type of repulsion, you know, some strong dislike of material things.
Javlja se snažna odbojnost prema materijalnim stvarima.
And that you are totally absorbed in your material consciousness.
I također nas napušta ta snažna zaokupljenost materijalnim djelovanjem.
I will not go too much in the detail, but I want to encourage you practically, whenever you feel misery in your life, engage in devotional service, it will go.
Ne želim sada zalaziti u detalje, no želim vam reći da svaki puta kada se sjećate bjedno u svom životu, trebate početi predano služiti i to će nestati.
Sometimes we don't even feel happy in the summer camp.
Ponekad se ne osjećamo dobro čak ni na ljetnom kampu.
We feel sometimes everyone is dancing, but my heart is dry.
Ponekad možemo osjećati svi plešu, no moje srce je suho.
When this happens, you should know you are covered with ignorance.
Kada se to dogodi, trebate znati da vas je prekrilo neznanje.
And what you should do is you should at that time find out if you can do some devotional service.
I tada se trebate raspitivati na koji način možete predano služiti.
Even sometimes older devotees feel dry and don't have any taste.
Ponekad čak i stari bhakte osjećaju tu suhoću i nedostatak ukusa.
The reason can well be that they do not engage any longer in something which they just do for Krishna as a loving offering.
Nedostatak toga može biti da jednostavno ne rade nešto iz ljubavi prema Krišni, ne rade stvari kao ponudu Krišni.
Yes. So it goes on. The next step is called anatta nivritti.
Tako ćemo krenuti dalje na sljedeći korak, anatta nivritti.
Or when the bad things in your heart go away.
Ili na stupanj u kojem loše stvari iz našeg srca nestaju.
When the ignorance goes away.
Kada nestane neznanje.
The material attachments.
Materijalne vezanosti.
What else? qualities like enviousness and fault finding.
Zatim greške kao, zatim stvari kao što su pogreške, nažnje pogrešaka u drugima i zavist.
There are four types of anattas really.
Postoje četiri vrste anarti.
One is the weakness of the heart.
Jedna vrsta je slabost srca.
Oh, this is the most common anatta.
Ova je anarta najčešća.
What it means is you know better, but you just can't do it.
To znači da vi znate kako bi trebalo bolje postupati, ali jednostavno niste u stanju to učiniti.
Yes. I often hear this from devotees. Sorry, we wanted to come, but we don't know what is happening.
Često to čujemo od bhakta, oni kažu, žao mi je, željeli smo doći, ali ne znamo što se dogodilo.
Sorry, we wanted to do this, we knew we should do this, but somehow we didn't do it, what is wrong?
Žao nam je, trebali smo to napraviti i znali smo da to trebamo napraviti, ali nismo, što je pogrešno?
It's the weakness of the heart.
Pogreška je u toj slabosti srca.
You have a tendency to deceive yourself and others.
Imate sklonost ka zavaravanju sebe i drugih.
You like to find faults maybe in others.
Možda volite tražiti greške u drugima.
The second type of anatta is offenses.
Druga vrsta anarti predstavljaju uvrede.
And you will be interested to hear these offenses are against the Lord, the living and the devotees, the process of bhakti, and something third.
I vjerojatno će vas zanimati da znate kako ove uvrede možemo počiniti prema gospodinu, bhaktama, samom procesu predanog služenja i još nečim četvrtom.
The fourth point of aparat is when you make offenses against other living entities.
A četvrta vrsta takve aparade jesu uvrede prema drugim živim bićima.
When you are unkind or inconsiderate.
Kada ste neljubazni ili neobazrivi.
Like for instance when you come early in the morning at 4 o'clock and chant before the tent of the Nemetschka Touristica. You may think you are chanting the holy names very nicely, but you are very inconsiderate to the tourists.
Na primjer, kada u 4 sata jutro mantrate ispred šatora njemačkih turista, vi možete misliti kako jako lijepo pjevate sve ta imena, međutim, prilikom toga vrlo ste neobazrivi prema njima.
I thought this is an interesting point because we often don't consider this.
Smatrao sam ovo zanimljivom poantom o kojoj često možda ne razmišljamo.
Then an anatta is to have material desires which don't leave you.
Još jedna anarta je posjedovanje materijalnih želja koje nas ne ostavljaju.
And another anatta is to be an illusion about spiritual knowledge.
A još je jedna anarta biti u iluziji o materijalnom znanju, o duhovnom znanju.
These things must go.
Ovi se stvari moramo riješiti.
If in your heart you do not feel a purification, then you do something, there's room for improvement.
Ako u svom srcu ne osjećate da se pročišćavate, sigurno postoji još mjesto, mjesto na kojima se možete poboljšati.
Yes. Prabhupada once said, we can test our own advancement by seeing how, let me say, how free we are from material desires.
Prabhupada je jednom rekao da možemo iskušati svoj napredak prema tome koliko smo oslobođeni od materijalnih želja.
He especially said we can look in our heart and see how free we are from sex desire.
Naročito je spomenuo da trebamo pogledati u svoje srce i vidjeti koliko smo oslobođeni od seksualne želje.
I highly recommend this test to all of you. Sometimes go and look into your heart and see how much are you fascinated with the illusory promises of blood and bone and skin.
Preporučujem svima da to jednom napravite, da se zagledate u svoje srce i vidite koliko vas privlače ta iluzorna obećanja užitka u kostima, krvi i tako dalje.
Sex life is actually anti-romantic if you look through the eyes of spiritual knowledge.
Ukoliko na spolni život gledate sa stanovišta duhovnog znanja, on nije nimalo romantičan.
Yes, you contact another body, you know, where there is so much sweat.
Dolazite jednostavno u dodir sa drugim tijelom koje je prepuno znoja.
And the bodily fluids are there.
I u kojem plutaju razne tekućine.
Yes. But under the illusion of material life, you think, well, it's very important to touch the hair of a woman or of a man.
No, pod velom materijalne iluzije jednostavno smatrate kako je vrlo bitno dodirnuti ženinu ili muškarčevu kosu.
Imagine we would put a pile of hair here on this table.
Zamislite kad bi na ovaj stol naslagali gomilu kose.
This is very anti-romantic, actually.
To je zapravo prava suprotnost romantici.
If you love the person,
ako volite neku osobu,
and you want to make a Krishna conscious child,
i želite začeti dijete svjesno Krishne,
this is a devotional service.
To je predano služenje.
But I'm now just speaking about these animalistic drives which are there in the human being.
Međutim, sada govorim o životinskim porivima koje postoje u ljudskom biću.
Yes. So you can touch, you can see yourself, how free are you from this attachment and illusion.
I prema tome možete vidjeti koliko ste vezani za tu materijalnu iluziju.
When you see it is quite strong, the attachment, it means you have to be more active in your spiritual life.
Kada vidite da su takve vezanosti vrlo snažne, trebate postati aktivniji u duhovnom životu.
So after this fourth stage you come to the fifth stage, which is firm faith, nishta.
Nakon tog četvrtog stadija dolazite do petoga koji se naziva čvrsta vjera ili ništa.
And it is described at this stage the nectar of spiritual life begins to really flow in your heart.
I opisuje se da na ovom stupnju duhovnog života njegov nektar počne teći u vaše srce.
My dear devotees, the reason why we are not satisfied in our lives is because we are not on the platform of nishta.
Dragi moji bhakte, razlog zbog kojeg nismo zadovoljni u svom duhovnom životu je taj što nismo dostigli ništu.
Yes. At the time of nishta, five things go away.
Kada dostignemo ništu, pet stvari nas napušta.
We don't fall, sleep goes away.
Nestaje spavanje.
We don't always fall asleep any longer.
Više ne padamo neprekidno u san.
We are not diverted any longer.
Više ne zastranjujemo umom.
And we lose our carelessness about spiritual life.
I gubimo svoju nebrigu za duhovni život.
At that time we also don't feel any attraction to material enjoyment any longer.
Tada više ne osjećamo privlačnost ka materijalnom uživanju.
So this is the five steps which we will discuss today. Tomorrow, no, the day after tomorrow we will discuss for the next four steps.
To je ovih pet stepenica o kojima ćemo govoriti danas, a sutra ćemo spomenuti sljedeće četiri.
I want to now continue our journey.
Sada želim nastaviti naše putovanje.
The journey of Gop Kumar back into the spiritual world.
Putovanje Gop Kumara natrag ka duhovnom svijetu.
We have to go now to the other board.
Sada se mora vratiti na prvu drugu ploču.
You remember Gop Kumar came to Tapaloka.
Kao što se sjećate, Gop Kumar je stigao do Tapaloke.
There, all the living entities or all the devotees are engaged in just meditating about the different forms of Krishna.
Tamo su svi bhakti zaokupljeni meditacijom na Krišnine različite oblike.
But Gop Kumar did not know how to meditate.
No Gop Kumar nije znao kako treba meditirati.
He walked around not meeting anyone who would talk to him.
Jednostavno je šetao okolo, a da nije sreo nikoga ko će razgovarati s njim.
And he felt very very lonely.
Zato se osjećao vrlo usamljen.
After some time.
Nakon nekog vremena,
one saint called Pipalayana opened his eyes and said, "Why do you want to leave this most beautiful place?"
Nakon nekog vremena, svetac imenom Pipalayana otvorio je oči i upitao, "Zbog čega želiš napustiti ovo predivno mjesto?"
"You must be one of these devotees of Krishna."
Ti mora da si jedan od ovih Krišninih bhakta.
Who are so ignorant that they think they can see the Lord with their eyes.
Koji su u tolikom neznanju da smatraju kako gospodina mogu vidjeti ovim očima.
But please understand, the Lord is, and now comes his arguments for meditation. Listen very carefully.
Sada će uslijediti njegovi argumenti u korist meditacije. Molim vas, pažljivo ih poslušajte.
Please understand, the Lord is beyond all sensual perception.
Shvatite kako je gospodin iznad bilo kakve osjetilne percepcije.
Don't try to see him with your eyes.
Ne pokušavajte ga vidjeti svojim očima.
You can't see him.
Ne možete ga vidjeti.
Just look like when I you know what say, please see my breath now.
Kao kad bih rekao, molim vas, pogledajte sada moj dah.
Can you see anything?
Možete li vidjeti što?
You can't see the air.
Ne možete vidjeti zrak.
You can see it if I go on a mirror and go like, then I could show you.
Mogli biste ga vidjeti jedino ako bih dahnuo na zrcalo i potom vam ga pokazao.
But with the naked eye you cannot see breath.
No golim okom nije moguće vidjeti dah.
In the same way Pipalayana said, you will not be able to see the Lord with your eyes.
Pipalayana je rekao, na isti način svojim očima nećeš moći vidjeti gospodina.
There is only one place where the Lord is.
Postoji samo jedno mjesto na kojem se gospodin nalazi.
He is in your heart.
On je u tvom srcu.
Can you look into your heart?
Možeš li zagledati u svoje srce?
No.
Ne.
But you can meditate.
Ali možeš meditirati.
And by your inner vision you can see him.
Unutarnjom vizijom bit ćeš u stanju vidjeti ga.
If you have developed your inner vision in trance, you can see him inside and outside of everything.
Ako ste razvili svoju viziju zahvaljujući meditaciji, moći ćete vidjeti gospodina unutar i izvan svega.
Then he made a third argument.
Tada je dao treći argument.
He said, the real perception is in the mind, not in the senses.
Rekao je, prava percepcija nalazi se u umu, a ne u osjetilima.
For instance, our devotee just fell asleep.
Na primjer, ovdje je naš bhakta upravo zaspao.
His eyes were open, but his mind was asleep and therefore he could not perceive anything any longer.
Njegove su oči bile otvorene, no um mu je spao i zbog toga ništa nije mogao percipirati.
If a person's mind is not there, he can look at someone, but he doesn't see him.
Ako nečiji um nije prisutan, osoba može gledati drugu osobu, međutim ništa neće vidjeti.
Have you made this experience that you're writing something and someone comes into the room and he says something to you, but because your mind is so much with the writing, with in your letter, you don't hear or see him?
Imate li možda to iskustvo da kada nešto pišete, a neka osoba uđe u sobu i obrati vam se, Vi ne možete ništa čuti zbog toga što vam je um toliko zakupljen onim od tim pismom koje upravo pišete.
So meditation, Pipalayana says, it points your mind towards the Lord.
I kao što je Pipalayan objasnio, meditacija usmjerava vaš um prema Gospodinu.
Don't try to see him.
Nemojte ga pokušavati vidjeti.
Try to develop your inner sense that you can perceive him.
Pokušajte razviti svoj unutarnji osjet pomoću kojeg ga možete vidjeti.
Now Dhruva Maharaj, now, I'm sorry, Pipalayana makes the strongest argument, I feel.
A sada Pipalayana iznosi do sad najjači argument.
He said, the reason why you must meditate is because by meditation your mind gets purified so that you can perceive the Lord.
I Pipalayana je rekao, najjači argument zbog kojeg trebaš meditirati je taj da se pomoću meditacije vaš um toliko pročišćava da možete vidjeti Gospodina.
And he gave examples.
I dao je primjere.
Look at Duryodhana.
Pogledaj na primjer Duryodhanu.
He was standing directly before Krishna, but because his mind was so impure, he couldn't recognize Krishna.
Krishna je stajao baš pred njim, međutim zato što mu je um bio toliko zagađen, on nije mogao vidjeti Krishnu.
Let me summarize for you the argument.
Sad ću vam napraviti sažetak ovog argumenta.
Since everything takes place in the mind and the mind only, you should purify your mind by meditation. This is the best process. Give up all other processes immediately.
Budući se sve događa samo i isključivo u umu, trebamo pročistiti um kako bismo vidjeli Gospodina. To je taj savršeni proces i trebaš istog trenutka ostaviti sve ostale.
What do you think about these arguments?
Što mislite o ovim argumentima?
Should we maybe now dissolve the Hare Krishna movement?
Da li bismo možda sada trebali raspustiti Hare Krishna pokret?
Make it the International Society for Meditation Consciousness.
I napraviti od ovog pokreta međunarodno društvo za svjesnost meditacije.
For meditation about Krishna consciousness.
I to jest napraviti društvo za međunarodnu meditaciju na Krishnu.
Do you like the arguments of Pipalayana?
Sviđaju li vam se Pipalayani argumenti?
Have you not sometimes wondered about the mindless devotees?
Niste li se ponekad pitali o bezumnim baktama?
Who seem to do something and the mind is not there.
Koji naoko nešto rade, no um im nije prisutan.
During the kirtan you see them.
Možete ih vidjeti kako ovako izgledaju tijekom kirtana.
And you think, what are they doing?
Samo pomislite što oni rade.
This is not dancing.
To nije plesanje.
The mind is somewhere else.
Njihov je um negdje drugdje.
They are not happy.
Oni nisu sretni.
Just because everyone hops around, they also do.
Samo zato što svi ostali skakuću okolo i oni se tome pridružuju.
Have you ever made the experience that you ask someone, well, you have said this now, but what does it mean? Have you ever thought about it? And he said, thought about it? No.
Ili vam se ikad dogodilo da vam je neko nečemu pričao, a onda biste vi rekli, što to govoriš? Jesi li ikad razmislio o tome? A osoba je vam odgovorila, razmislio? Pa ne.
Have you ever become totally disturbed about the externalness of some of our devotees?
Je li vas ikad uznemirila izuzetna orijentiranost na vanjske stvari kod naših bhakta?
Have you ever noticed how totally external you are yourself?
Jeste li ikad primijetili koliko ste i vi sami orijentirani na vanjske stvari?
So Pipalayana says, we want the mind.
I stoga je Pipalayan rekao, mi želimo um.
We want that is fixed.
Želimo njega usredotočiti.
How does this sound for you?
Kako vam to zvuči?
He has a good point, isn't it?
On ima jako dobre poante, zar ne?
We will now let Pipalayana and his philosophical conviction stand alone for a moment.
Sada ćemo Pipalajanu i njegove filozofsko uvjerenja na trenutak staviti sa strane.
A few chapters later, Pipalajana will be totally defeated by the Vishnu Dutas.
Nekoliko poglavlja kasnije, Vishnu Dute će potpuno poraziti Pipalajanu.
But I will not tell you now.
Ali sad vam neću ništa reći o tome.
Because it has to build up our story.
Zato što moramo kroz priču ići postupno.
Gop Kumar tries to meditate.
Gop Kumar je pokušavao meditirati.
But it does not work.
Ali nije upalilo.
It is not said if he falls asleep or something, but he just cannot get any juice.
Nije bilo pitanje o tome da li on pada u san, već jednostavno nije mogao dobiti nikakvo zadovoljstvo iz toga.
Pipalajana says you are hopeless.
Pipalajana je rekao, ti si jednostavno beznadežan slučaj.
Go to the Himalayan mountains.
Pođi na Himalaje.
There you can see Naranarayan rishis and they can maybe help you in Bararikashrama.
Tamo možeš susresti Naranarayan rishija i onda ti oni mogu možda pomoći u Bararikashrami.
But just as he wants to leave.
No, baš kada je planirao poći,
he sees the four little boys, the Kumaras.
Ugledaju četvoricu dječaka, četvoricu Kumara,
who are almost as old as the creator of the universe.
Koji su stari gotovo jednako kao i stvoritelj svemira.
Almost.
Gotovo.
Yes.
Toliko stari.
Yes. They say, wait, where do you want to go?
I oni su pitali, čekaj, gdje misliš ići?
And then the Kumaras say, look.
Kumare su tada rekli, pogledaj.
And they show him different forms of the Lord.
I pokazali su mu gospodinove različite oblike.
Sometimes Gop Kumar sees Nrsimhadev, Rama, Varaha, Kuruma, he sees everything. It's like a film, he sees it before himself.
Gop Kumar je poput nekog filma pred sobom vidio različite gospodine oblike, vidio bi gospodina Nrisimhu, Ramu, Kurmu i tako dalje.
Then Sanat Kumar looks at him and touches his head.
Tada je Sanat Kumara ga pogledao i dotirnuo mu glavu.
And at this moment a transformation takes place in Gop Kumar. He begins to see the Lord within his own heart.
U tom trenutku došlo je do preobrazbe u Gop Kumaru. On je odjednom u svom srcu počeo vidjeti gospodinove oblike.
And strangely enough, as soon as he saw the Lord inside of him, he saw him also outside.
I vrlo neobično, kada je tako vidio gospodina unutar sebe, odmah ga je mogao vidjeti i izvan svega.
In my own life, Krishna showed himself like this to me also at one time.
U jednom trenutku mog života Krishna se i meni ukazao na taj način.
It was just for a moment, but it was so nice.
To je trajalo samo trenutak, no bilo je vrlo lijepo.
He didn't show me his personal form though, but the form as a super soul.
Nije mi pokazao svoj osobni oblik, već svoj oblik na duše.
I remember I was in the first time in the temple, and the devotees told me, do you know that Krishna is between every atom?
Jednom sam došao po prvi put u hram i bhakti su mi rekli, znaš da se Krishna nalazi između svakog atoma?
I was fascinated.
Bio sam očaran.
And then I went on the train.
Pošao sam na vlak.
The S-Bahn, a certain train in Hamburg, and all of a sudden in the train the atmosphere transformed. There were divine sounds everywhere, and you could feel the presence of the Lord even in the train, everywhere.
Odjednom se cijelo to ozračje u vlaku u Hamburgu tako izmijenilo da se začela neka božanska glazba i mogli ste osjetiti gospodino prisustvo kako u vlaku, tako i svuda okolo.
This was the beginning of God realization.
I to je bio početak realizacije Boga.
I can imagine that all of you had this experience also, because it is a mystical experience which is done in all spiritual traditions.
Vjerujem da ste i vi imali slično iskustvo, jer je ono mistične prirode i postoji u svim duhovnim tradicijama.
Somehow the world transforms and becomes a happy place of God's presence.
Svijet se na neki način preobrazi u sretno mjesto Božjeg prisustva.
Yes. Mm. So Gop Kumar was totally satisfied.
Gop Kumar je bio u potpunosti zadovoljan.
His state of consciousness was the state called samadhi.
Stanje njegove svijesti zvao se samadhi.
Samadhi means you are totally absorbed.
Samadhi znači da ste u potpunosti apsorbirani.
There are three stages of consciousness. Samadhi is the fourth.
Postoje tri stanja svijesti, a samadhi je četvrto stanje.
When you are awake.
Kada ste budni.
When you are asleep.
Dok spavate.
When you are in deep sleep.
I dok ste u dubokom snu.
And then when you are in meditation.
A zatim postoji i četvrta vrsta dok meditirate.
Deeply absorbed in samadhi.
Tada ste duboko apsorbirani u samadhi.
This was Gop Kumar's state.
I to je bilo stanje u kojem se našao Gop Kumar.
He felt so happy.
Bi osjetio je veliku sreću.
He was so much glad.
Bio je vrlo radostan.
But then one day he saw a shadow on the ground.
No, onda je jednog dana ugledao neku sjenku na tlu.
The shadow was moving.
Sjenka se pomicala.
When he looked up, he saw a huge swan.
Kada je pogledao uvis, ugledao je ogromnog labuda.
And on the swan sat a personality with four heads, and he landed right on this planet.
A na labudu je sjedila osoba s četiri glave i tako oni su se spustili baš na tu planetu.
And who he was and what happened then, we will discuss after the pause.
Tko je on bio i što se potom dogodilo, raspravljat ćemo nakon stanke.
For now I would like to make a simple exercise with you in the pause.
Sada bih tijekom ove stanke želio samo napraviti jednu zanimljivu vježbu.
I want to make an active pause with you.
Želim da ta stanka bude aktivna.
And make a very good yoga exercise with you.
Želim samo napraviti jednu jako dobru jogičku vježbu.
It's a yoga exercise which we will do while standing up.
Tu ćemo vježbu raditi stojećki.
And it is a yoga exercise which will activate our prana.
I ona će aktivirati, potaknuti našu pranu.
So that the second part of the seminar is even more pleasant than the first one.
Tako da drugi dio seminara bude još ugodniji od prvoga.
This exercise is also good when you are free and when you are in your, let me say, when you are not in the seminar.
Ova je vježba jako dobra i onda kada ste slobodni, kad se ne nalazite na seminarima.
It's an exercise for life.
To je vježba za život.
It is good for young and old.
Dobro je za mlade i za stare.
For shy.
Za stidljive.
And for bold people.
I za hrabre ljude.
Yes. Would you like to learn it?
Biste li željeli naučiti? Mm.
I think what we should do is, there is a lot of sun outside, isn't it? Then let us do it here. We can do it here.
Napravit ćemo je on ovdje.
Maybe we can just open this side.
Je li moguće otvoriti stranu šatora?
Because if we have it in the sun, it won't work so good.
Jer neće imati takav učinak ako je izvodimo na suncu.
Please stand up.
Molim vas, ustanite.
So I will stand here.
Stat ću ovdje.
Hare Krishna. When Gop Kumar saw Lord Brahma landing in Tapaloka, he asked, "Who is this?"
Kad je Gop Kumar vidio gospodina Brahmu kako se spušta na Tapaloku, upitao je, "Tko je ovo?"
The Kumaras told him, "You don't know? This is our father. He is the father of the whole universe. It is Lord Brahma."
Kumari su rekli, "Zar ne znaš? To je naš otac, gospodin Brahma. On je otac cijelog univerzuma."
Where does he live?
Gdje on živi?
And the Kumaras told him, "He lives on the highest planet in this universe named Satyaloka."
Oni su mu rekli da gospodin Brahma živi na najvišoj planeti ovog svemira koja se zove Satyaloka.
They told him that there the Lord is personally present on a mighty snake, the Sheshanaga.
I rekli su mu da je tamo svevišnji gospodin osobno prisutan na moćnoj zmiji po imenu Sheshanaga.
And he sits there and his lotus feet are massaged by the most beautiful person in the creation, that is Lakshmi Devi.
On tamo leži dok mu stopala masira najljepša osoba u sva tri svijeta, Lakshmi Devi.
Gop Kumar wanted to go there and he chanted his mantra and he arrived in Satyaloka.
Gop Kumar je želio tamo poći, te izgovorio svoju mantru i došao na Satyaloku.
There he saw in the distance a bluish snake.
Tamo je u daljini vidio plavičastu zmiju.
Who had formed with her body a throne.
Koja je svojim tijelom oblikovala prijestolje.
On which Lord Vishnu was sitting.
Na kojem je sjedio gospodin Višnu.
And Lakshmi was there to his left.
A Lakshmi je sjedila s njegove lijeve strane.
Gop Kumar also saw that there was Narada Muni with his veena, kling, pling, plong, and made a nice music for the Lord.
Gop Kumar je vidio da tamo prisutan i Narada Muni sa svojom vinom koji prekrasno svira.
And he saw that Brahma was kneeling before the Lord and getting many spiritual instructions.
I vidio je gospodina Brahmu koji je klečao pred Višnom i primao razne duhovne upute.
Gop Kumar was so happy that he ran towards the Lord. "I'm seeing you, I'm seeing you, how wonderful!"
Gop Kumar je bio tako presretan da je potrčao prema gospodinu uzvikujući, "Vidim te, vidim te, kako predivno."
And he fell down becoming totally unconscious.
I tako je pao u nesvijest.
When he awoke, Lakshmi Devi had taken him.
Kada se probudio, prihvatila ga je Lakshmi Devi.
And he was sitting directly before the Lord.
I sjedio je izravno pred gospodinom.
Yes. And he heard some, the Lord said, "I'm so happy that you are here, Hari Bol." No, he didn't say Hari Bol, that's an ISKCON term. "I'm so happy that you are here."
I gospodin je rekao, "Jako mi je drago da te vidim."
Gop Kumar was very, very much satisfied.
Gop Kumar je bio vrlo, vrlo zadovoljan.
To describe you Gop Kumar's satisfaction when he meets the Lord, I will, the day after tomorrow, read to you an ancient text where it is said how a devotee feels when he actually stands before the Lord. It's very, very difficult to describe, but there is a text and I will read to you.
Kako bih vam opisao koliko je Gop Kumar bio sretan što vidi gospodina, preko sutra ću vam pročitati jedan drevni tekst u kojem je opisan susret Bhakta i Boga. To je jako teško za opisati, ali ću vam pročitati taj odlomak.
One day something very dramatic happened in Satyaloka.
Jednog dana dogodilo se nešto vrlo dramatično na Satyaloki.
Up till now the residents there speak about it.
Njeni stanovnici do dana današnjega govore o tome.
Brahma had gone to the ocean of all causes and touched one of its waves.
Brahma je otišao do uzrečnog oceana i dotaknuo jedan od njegovih valova.
And from the wave, from the foam on the wave, a demon was born.
Iz pjene na tom valu rodio se demon.
And this demon began to attack Lord Brahma.
I taj demon počeo napadati gospodina Brahmu.
Brahma had to flee and leave Satyaloka. I'm sorry.
Brahma je morao pobjeći i napustiti Satyaloku.
When Vishnu saw this,
kad je Vishnu to vidio,
he said, now we need a new Brahma. I want that Gopkumar is made the next Brahma.
Sad nam je potreban novi Brahma i po mojoj želji Gopkumar treba postati sljedeći Brahma.
Gopkumar couldn't say no.
Gopkumar nije mogao odbiti.
He became Lord Brahma.
Tako je postao gospodin Brahma.
But he was a very good devotee Brahma.
Ali bio je jako dobar bhakta Brahma.
He changed all the positions in the universe and put devotees in.
Promijenio je sve položaje u svemiru i na njih postavio bhakte.
Imagine Vrajamani would become the president of Croatia.
Zamislite kad bi Vrajamani postao predsjednik Hrvatske.
Then he would then the first thing is he would fire the minister of culture and put Kaivalyapati.
Bi otpustio ministra kulture i na njegovo mjesto postavio Kaivalyapati Prabhua.
And the finance minister would become Mangala.
A minister za financije postala bi Mangala.
And so on and so forth. So Gopkumar put everywhere good devotees in the important positions of the universe.
I tako je Gopkumar na sve položaje u svemiru postavio bhakte.
Now he was not totally satisfied in this position because to manage a universe is really something. Yeah. According to how great it is, Brahma needs 4 or even sometimes up to a few millions of heads.
To je bio jako odgovoran položaj. Možete samo zamisliti da su Brahmi za njega potrebne 4 i tako dalje, sve do milijun glava ponekad.
Yes, there are Brahmas with many and many of thousands and millions of heads for very big universes.
Brahme vrlo velikih svemira imaju tisuće, pa čak i na milijune glava.
And Gopkumar thought, oh no, I like to be here with Vishnu, but all this management, too much.
I Gopkumar je razmišljao, jako volim biti ovdje s gospodinom Višnom, ali ovo rukovođenje već mi je previše.
One day he heard a group of saintly women speaking about a certain living entity.
Jednog dana čuje je neku grupu božanskih djevojki koje su razgovarale o jednom određenom biću.
These saintly ladies represented different scriptures of the Vedic of the Vedas.
Te svete dame predstavljale su razne vedske spise.
And they were talking about a living entity who had just left the universe.
I govorilo se o nekom živom biću koje je upravo napustilo svemir.
See, Gauranga Sundara will now paint for you the 7 layers of the universe. You just have to make like this. Yes. Yes.
Gauranga Sundara Prabhu će da natrdati 7 motača univerzuma.
He is now a little Brahma who makes the 7 layers. Now that's Krishna's work. 7 layers of the universe.
On je sad jedan mali Brahma koji radi 7 omotača svemira.
Male Krishna, yes.
Odnosno, Male
you
Krishna.
You have created the universe now, Gauranga Sundara.
Gauranga Sundara, prvo upravo si stvorio svemir.
So, they had seen these divine ladies, how a living entity had just gone through these layers of the universe and left the material universe.
Te svete dame upravo su vidjele živo biće koje je probilo te, koje je izašlo iz svemira i ušlo u omotači svemira.
Remember, Krishna tells us in the Bhagavad Gita, from the highest planet to the lowest in this universe, all are places of misery where repeated birth and death take place.
Sjetite se, gospodin Krishna govori u Bhagavad Giti da su od najviše pa sve do najniže planete sva mjesta puna bijede na kojima se neprestano ponavljaju rođenje i smrt.
So the living entities so it's a goal of life to leave this material universe.
I stoga je cilj života otići, odnosno napustiti ovaj materijalni svemir.
Now the ladies were talking about what is liberation.
I dame su tako govorile o tome što znači oslobođenje.
What does it mean?
Koje je značenje te riječi?
What are you, I'm interested to hear what are your own thoughts about this. What does liberation mean?
Zanima me vaše razmišljanja o tome. Što vi mislite što je oslobođenje? Dostizanje našeg izvornog položaja kao Krišninog sluge.
Mm-hmm. What comes to your mind when you think of liberation?
Što vam pada na um kada pomislite na oslobođenje?
End of suffering.
Kraj ispaštanja.
Mm-hmm. Taking off the coverings from the soul.
Uklanjanje omotača koje prekrivaju dušu.
You have very good definitions.
Imate dobre definicije.
The divine ladies were talking about all these points.
I te svete dame govorile su baš o tim poantama.
One said, well, this soul has now attained liberation from all material suffering.
Jedna od njih je rekla, to je živo biće je sada dostiglo oslobođenja svih materijalnih ispaštanja.
Another said, well, now he is free from all the activities which are done out of ignorance.
A druga je rekla, sada je oslobođeno od svih djelatnosti koje vrši u neznanju.
And another divine lady said, now he is free from Maya.
Treća je rekla, sada je oslobođen od Maje.
Finally, the Srimad Bhagavatam began to speak.
I na posljedku Srimad Bhagavatam je preuzeo riječ.
Listen.
Slušajte. Što je rekla?
Liberation means to realize that the soul is an eternal part and parcel of Krishna.
Oslobođenje znači shvaćanje da smo vječni djelići Krišne.
And it means to be again engaged in one's specific devotional service to him.
I to znači da se osoba zaokuplja svojim izvornim predanim služenjem njega.
What is your name? Dario was giving this explanation, yes.
Dario je baš bio to objašnjavao.
Your explanation was fully protected by the Srimad Bhagavatam, Dario.
I tvoje objašnjenje u potpunosti bilo potvrđeno u Srimad Bhagavatam.
Now when Gop Kumar heard this,
kad je Gop Kumar ovo čuo,
he was totally in ecstasy.
Bio je u potpunoj ekstazi.
For the first time he heard now about pure devotional service.
Sada je po prvi put čuo o čistom predanom služenju.
He went to Vishnu and said, I want to also be liberated like this.
Prišao je Višnu i rekao, ja također želim dostići takvo oslobođenje.
I want my original relationship with Krishna.
Želim imati svoj izvorni odnos sa Krishnom.
What should I do now?
Što bih trebao učiniti?
Listen to what Vishnu said.
Poslušajte što je Krišna rekao.
Go back to Vrindavan.
Pođi natrag u Vrindavan.
That's where his journey started.
To je mjesto odakle je njegovo putovanje započelo.
Now our Lord Brahma will make a little point in Bhuloka. This is the Vrindavan point.
Sada će naš mali Brahma nacrtati jednu točku na Burloki.
You are Brahma.
Koja označava Vrindavan.
Yes. Oops. Yeah. Now when Gop Kumar returned to Vrindavan, it was very, very special what he saw.
Kad se Gop Kumar vratio u Vrindavan, vidio je nešto vrlo, vrlo posebno.
The whole universe had changed.
Cijeli se svemir promijenio.
But Vrindavan was still the same.
No Vrindavan je dalje bio isti.
So much time had moved away.
Iako je toliko vremena prošlo.
We here in the Srimad Bhagavatam that once a king and his daughter came from Bhuloka to Satyaloka to ask Brahma what would be the best mush for the daughter of that king.
U Srimad Bhagavatamu možemo čitati o kralju i njegove kćerki koje su jednom s Burloke otišli na Satyaloku kako bi gospodina Brahmu upitali koji bi bio najbolji muž za kćer tog kralja.
They wanted to be sure that daughter, Revati was her name, got a real good mush.
Željeli su biti sigurni da će njegova kćer po imenu Revati dobiti jako dobrog muža.
But when Brahma heard this question, he simply laughed. He said, when you are back in the planet Earth, what is here only a minute, is there millions of years, everything will be changed.
Gospodin Brahma se nasmijao i rekao je, ono što je na ovom mjestu jedna minuta, na zemlji predstavlja milijune godina. Stoga kad se vratite, sve će biti izmijenjeno.
The princes which you know will have long ago died.
Svi prinčevi koje poznajete već su odavno umrli.
Their children have all died.
Također su umrla i djeca, njihove djece, i djeca, njihove djece, i djeca, njihove djece, i djeca, njihove djece.
Yeah, all died.
Svi su umrli.
But when you come back, there will be Lord Balaram on the planet Earth. He is best.
Međutim, kada se ponovo vratite na planetu Zemlju, tamo će biti prisutan gospodin Balaram, a on je najbolji.
The marriage was made like this.
I but na taj način je sklopljen brak.
My point was, everything had changed except for Vrindavan.
Moja poanta leži u tome da se sve promijenilo osim Vrindavana.
There was Govardhan.
Još uvijek je postao
Govardhan. There was Yamuna.
Yamuna je bila tamo.
There was Radha Kunda and Shyama Kunda.
Tamo su bili i Radha Kunda i Shyama Kunda.
And Gop Kumar saw there his own spiritual master again.
I tamo je Gop Kumar ponovo sreo svog duhovnog učitelja.
Oh, so nice to see you. Can you give me please some more instructions how I can progress?
Tako mi je drago da te vidim, molim te, možeš li mi dati još uputa pomoću kojih mogu napredovati?
And it's described this, when the spiritual master began to describe his spiritual instructions, he came to some parts which could no longer be expressed with words. He had to use hand symbols.
Kada je duhovni učitelj počeo mu objašnjavati sve te duhovne upute, rečeno da nakon nekog vremena njegove riječi nisu bile dovoljne, već se morao početi koristiti raznim simbolima, simbolikom.
And he said, now you are ready to leave this universe.
I onda mu rekao, sada si spreman da napustiš ovaj svemir.
And then Gop Kumar gave up everything, even the subtle elements which were still with him, subtle material elements in his spiritual body, he began to go upwards.
Tada je Gop Kumar napustio čak i sve materijalne elemente koje su tvorili njegovo tijelo, te je u svom duhovnom tijelu počeo uspinjati.
It's just moving upwards.
Kretao se uvijek naviše.
And at this time he saw the different planetary systems which he had passed disappearing behind him.
I vidio je kako razni planetarni sustavi koje je nekad posjećivao nestaju pod njim.
And he saw that they were all like scenes from a dream.
I sve su mu scene nalikovale nekima iz nekog filma.
Sometimes when you have chanted for a long time.
Ponekad ako mantrate dugo vremena.
Maybe even if you have been in a long kirtan.
Pa čak možda ako ste bili u nekom dugačkom kirtanu.
And when you come out of this and you go into the ordinary life, doesn't it sometimes seem to be just like a dream?
I kada se potom vratite u svoj normalni život, ne nalikuje li vam on katkada na neki san?
You don't know what to say.
Ne znate što biste rekli.
You don't know what to do and how to move.
Ne znate što trebate raditi, kako se trebate kretati.
Sometimes I've seen devotees become a little nervous during this time.
Vidio sam da bhakte tijekom ovog vremena ponekad postanu malo nervozni.
And out of the their nervousness they make a foolish joke.
I onda iz svoje nervoze naprave neku glupost, našale.
Come back to the ordinary level of their lives.
Kako bi se vratili na uobičajeni nivo svog života.
Do you know what I mean?
Znate li?
Does it sometimes happen?
No, što mislim, događa li vam se ponekad?
And you look at everything, you come out of a kirtan.
Gledate sve kad izađete iz kirtana.
Haribo.
Haribo.
He saw everything was just like a dream.
I sve mu je nalikovalo na san.
Not more important than a dream.
Više mu nije bilo ni značajno, ništa više od nekog.
And then he entered the first layer.
I tada je ušao u prvi omotač.
It is the earth element.
Kojeg čini element zemlja.
Yes. Now he was ready to penetrate through the layers of the universe.
I sada je bio spreman prodiriti kroz omotače svemira.
There he saw an incarnation of the Lord.
Tamo je vidio gospodinovu inkarnaciju.
Who can imagine who that was? He is very much related to earth.
Ko može zamisliti ko je to bio? On je jako povezan sa zemljom.
He was worshipped there.
Tamo su ga obožavali.
Varaha, someone said. Thank you very
Varaha,
much.
Varaha, da.
Yes, you can make an Varaha. Maybe with a different color. So he saw that Dharani Devi, that's the goddess of earth, was worshipping Varaha Dev with an aratik.
I vidio da Dharani Devi, koja je božica zemlje, nudi gospodinu aratik i tako ga obožava.
Now when some devotees hear that this was the layer earth, they think it was humus, good humus earth.
Kad neki bhakte čuju da je ovaj omotač sačinjen od zemlje, oni misle da to možda neki dobar humus.
Dobro, you know, very black and no, it was it's a subtle atmosphere, but the earth is there in principle, if you know what I mean.
To nije neka fina crna zemlja, već je jedan suptilan omotač oko zemlje. Čije glavno načelo je zemlja, ako znate na što mislim.
Then came the next layer, which is water.
Zatim je došao do drugog omotača.
And in it he
voda.
Saw a beautiful fish sporting, a golden fish. It
I
was Matsya.
U njemu je vidio jednu prekrasnu zlatnu ribu koja se igrala, to je bila Matsya.
Who was being birthed